Nolte, elitist Biden admin rubs gas crisis in working class faces, let them eat Priuses. By John Nolte on May 14, 2021. Went looking for gas yesterday in my North Carolina town. No luck. My pickup's three quarters full, so I should be fine until things, hopefully, return to normal, but the gas containers for my equipment are bone dry and so are the filling stations I drove by. What's the Biden administration's response to this? If you drive an electric car, this would not be affecting you, clearly. Ah. Okay. That was our energy secretary, Madam Lunatic Jennifer Granholm. Well, here's my response to her, go fuck yourself, lady. Driving home from Tennessee on Tuesday was nerve-wracking enough with the gas shortages. Can you imagine life always being that way if you drove an electric car? Can you imagine always having to worry about finding a recharging station? Oh, and then when you find one, can you imagine sitting around for 4 hours while it recharges? I just paid off my pickup, now you want me to go buy a Prius? How do I pull my travel trailer with a Prius? Should I not go camping? Is that your next answer? Well, fuck you again, I'm an American, I'll do what I want. This is especially galling because I never drive anywhere. I work out of the home and stick within a couple of miles of home to do most of my business. We own one vehicle, my 2018 truck, and it has 9,200 miles on it. That's how much I polluted over the last 3.5 years. But I'm still supposed to buy a Prius because this feckless administration and its useless and corrupt deep state are more concerned with the pronouns I'm using than protecting my way of life from the terrorists who shut down a vital pipeline that delivers the most important natural resource not called air or water. If you drive an electric car, this would not be affecting you, clearly. Oh, so this is our fault? This is the people's fault for buying vehicles that might not be electric but are still EPA and government approved? This is our fault for buying the vehicles you told us it was okay to buy? You see, this is the whole problem with our elite, left-wing establishment. I'm talking about the government, media, academia, Hollywood, big tech. They hate us. They truly hate us. They hate us because we don't agree with him, because we make our own choices about how to live our own lives, because we don't do everything they tell us to do. They hate us so much that when something like this happens, when we're sitting in gas lines or stressing about running out of gas 100 miles from home, they enjoy it. In their sick minds, we deserve to be punished, to be unemployed, to lose precious hours off our pay, to run out of gas in the middle of nowhere, to be gouged by price increases caused by their own incompetence. Honestly, how practical is an electric car for guys like myself who have to haul their own trash to the landfill? The left's answer to that will be, you need to live in the cities with us. Oh, yeah, I want to move to your cities, where all the pollution, gun violence, hate crimes, riots, racism, COVID, and looting is. Even if I wanted an electric car, and I do not. How practical is one for a plumber or house painter or electrician or appliance repairman or any of the guys who spend all day driving around from crisis to crisis keeping our world turning? It's not, and we all know it. But what's the Biden administration's response to them? You hicktard, you should have bought a Prius. No empathy, no taking responsibility, just ha-ha, redneck, that'll teach you. They don't even pretend to care. The Biden administration hates us. They hate us because we just want to be left alone. They hate us because we're mostly content and happy when they are not. They hate us because we know they're all full of shit. It's okay to hate them back. I suggest you do. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.